Hello, everybody. Indeed, welcome to the Metaverse Podcast. This is episode 38. I'm Jero, joined by Foshizzle.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, Waze here.
Hi, everyone.
And for the first time in quite a while, we have a guest with us on the podcast. He comes to us from the blog Lower Mid Table. That is Emperor J. Hello, sir.
Hello.
Pleasure to meet you and have you on the podcast. I know you a little bit through Twitter and some of your blogs, but it's great to have you here on the podcast. We're going to be talking about early thoughts on the winter 2014 anime season, and very similar to what we did in episode 36, we have it arranged in four categories so that we don't just talk about every show, because there's a lot of shows and a lot of suck. I want to bring back a feature that Fosh had in a recent iteration of the Metaverse podcast, which is Meta Ask, in which he usually interviewed the guest and asked them five questions, and he asked us questions back. But we're not going to have Emperor J ask us questions, because we'll be putting him in the hot seat. So my question is that I know from very brief conversations with you on Twitter that you're a sports fan to some degree. Who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl?
Oh, I think it's going to be Seattle 31-24.
Wow, high scoring game.
Nice, nice.
In the in possibly snow. I mean, that's the part that I'm looking forward to just as much as the actual game, is the hope of snow and just frigid weather.
So I think it's supposed to be quite mild.
I don't know. I think that's going away a little bit. I mean, we're supposed to get snow, and I'm just south of New York, so we'll see what happens.
Fosh, your question?
Yeah, I was going to say the topic of sports again. Is there like a sport you kind of wish they'd make an anime of, and a manga? Something that's like, I guess, obscure. I know there's a volleyball one coming out in the future here. So is there anything you want to see made?
Oh, let's see. I'd like a second season of Giant Killing, personally, but looks like that's not going to happen. I'm not sure if they've ever made a rugby anime.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, I can't think of one.
I was thinking, like, would Friday like, had like a bowling anime or something.
But like, I've seen, there was that rugby episode of Full Metal Panic from Ofu.
Yeah, I remember that one.
I think it would be cool if they made a golf anime. Apparently they made one a while back, but golf is a sport that's slow enough that you can do all that stuff of getting inside a player's head and, you know, wasting 20 minutes on one hole or something each shot.
They'd waste a whole episode on one hole. Like, one round would take the entire season.
I want to be, like, crazy, like, over the top, like, you know, Kill a Kill style, where it's just this shot, like, bounces off his trees and hole in one every time. This one player just, you know. But, yeah, that's why I would want to see some more sports, just stuff they haven't done before.
Mm-hmm. Highway?
All right, this is a little bit different question. Do you prefer Android or iOS?
Let's see. I don't actually have any iOS devices, so I guess it'd be Android.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah, I started with iPhone and switched over to Android over like a short period of time, like a year or so.
I've always had Android. I'm a cheapo.
I've got both because I've got an iPhone, or I've got an iPad and an Android phone.
Yeah, it's funny. In my house, my sister has an iPhone. My dad has a Galaxy S, and he's always like, mine can do this. And she's like, well, mine can do that, kind of. This is back and forth. It's pretty funny.
All right, so let's get right into the subject of this episode, which is the winter 2014 season. We'll get started with the garbage of this season. These are the shows that we think are just the absolute worst. And I did write down one thing, but I'm going to change my answer to ZX Ignition, Zillions of Enemy X, which I think I'm always just like disgusted by card anime. I just think they're so dumb. Unless they're named Chihayafuru, which I do like. But elsewise, all card games and stuff, that all dates back to when I was just a kid in high school and kids were playing Yu-Gi-Oh! Or whatever card games. And I was like, oh, this is so freaking boring. Is there anything more interesting to do? So I've always hated card anime, and so I have a bias against that anime.
Even the Abridged series?
I've never seen the Abridged series, but that's one thing that everybody always tells me, oh, you know, Abridged is so funny and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah, they are.
Foss, your garbage.
The garbage I've chose. There's a lot, like you said, to choose from. And, you know, for me, it was Magical Warfare. I mean, even judging by the character, the art style, the original pictures for it, it wants to be Fate Zero so badly, but it can't.
Because
you got, like, a Gilgamesh-style design. You have even, like, a little bit of a Saber design, like the original art. But the story is just kind of stupid, where it's kind of typical where you have a guy gets powers, and he has to team with this other girl. And, like, the first episode, they basically give you info dump everywhere on what happens in this world. And it's this funny scene where the bad guys are chasing them, and they get away, and you have this 10-minute conversation as the bad guys are trying to look for them. So I'm like, what the hell? They can't find two people?
Yeah.
But apparently they can have a conversation about becoming mages and everything. It's just, I don't know. And then you get episode 2, the main guy gets this, randomly selects a weapon because he has to choose one for his, I guess, job skill. And he magically chooses this overpowered weapon, which is the most powerful weapon in the school. I was like, okay. So he did that.
Is that and bamboo blade or?
Yeah, it's like this superpower. It's like a gun blade, basically.
Yeah, gun blade. Yeah,
gun blade. Put bullets in there, and yeah.
It's magic bullets, though.
Yeah, and that was kind of stupid. And then episode 3 took away all the magic and focused on who's dating who.
You made it the entire time.
Yeah, I made it.
I haven't even watched.
I made it past to 4 actually. Still there.
Oh yeah, that's it. That's the show where I have no idea what the heck is going to happen
each
episode, because it's like it was written as they were making the show.
Yeah, I feel that way. It's like episode 3 is like a different series that they wanted to make, but they didn't have time.
Well, and episode 2 was like, let's make Harry Potter.
It was. Yeah, exactly. And then episode 4, which was recently out, is just they have this fight with this evil character, and he's owning all of them, and he gives them time to sit and chat for a bit. So I'm like, why don't you go down there and kill him? He's right there. So, yeah, it's just a show that makes you frustrated that how, like Emperor Jerry is saying, that there is being written as it's basically episodes are coming out. And that's why I don't like it. Yeah. Just,
yeah. Even when the author of the light novel says, I don't really know about this anime adaptation. That's not
the
really
only,
good
the only
sign.
Positive Although, about it is the ending. That's the only thing I like.
The
ending song.
Oh, so. All right. Highway, what's your garbage of the season?
My garbage is Nobunaga Zafu. Because I tried watching. I watched the first 2 episodes of like historical figure stew, where they just keep throwing one name after another, after another, after another, with the most tenuous relationship to their actual historical persona, just all together. And then he names that mech the fool, and it was just, that's it. I'm done.
Oh, yeah, I'm still watching it, too. It's just, I know Kawamori is not involved in, like, the production at all, but he just came up with the concept. But it's just him being nuts again.
It's nuts for sure. But, I mean, boy, and the CG of the mechs just doesn't work for me either.
Yeah, for me, it's Aquarion, Evil, Aquarion, the original series. It's the same design, so maybe I'm used to it. But, yeah, I will agree, CGI is not that great.
And you missed out on Mecha cutting a cake.
Yes, that was awesome.
What?
It was hilarious. They actually have a wedding in that series. What, 4 episodes in, there actually is a wedding, but it's more for like political gain.
Of course.
See, I haven't watched any of this yet, but Fosh saying Aquarion Evil and cutting a cake sounds pretty interesting.
And there's Leonardo da Vinci, Julius Caesar. There's all these like historical people together, and King Arthur's in there apparently.
It's Kaiser. It's
yeah,
not
Kaiser.
Caesar.
Yeah. No.
Oh, that was terrible.
Emperor Jay, what's your garbage of the season?
I actually went for Wizard Barristers. Basically, I kind of went in hoping for something like a Law and Order, where okay, they have magic powers, but it has some legal backing and it started well. By the end of the first episode, I had this frog familiar of the main character, voiced by Norio Wakamoto, just fondling the girl. And they keep going back to that well over and over.
Yeah, they do.
I don't know. I've been liking Wizard Barristers, but like the prosecutors in that show are just as terrible as the prosecutors that we have in our life.
Yeah. And the barrister, the former prosecutor, that polka dot shirt he was wearing in that last episode, he should have been convicted of fashion crimes.
Oh, they all have terrible choices of clothes, I think. The main girl's wearing all these mixed match clothes. I'm like, okay.
And she keeps getting called out on it. No, they're battle clothes.
That's like another running joke, like Emperor's thing with the frog.
Yeah. Although she's just 16 and Canadian.
Yeah, I know that. Half Canadian. I'm like, what the hell? What's weird? It's the first I've ever seen like that, but yeah.
All right, and jumping from the bottom of the barrel to the top, let's talk about our early favorites from this season. Fosh, which anime is your early favorite?
I wouldn't affect the, the English version, but it's Engaged to the Identified. So I thought it was going to be that typical like moe type show, like a Yuri or something. And it's actually been kind of interesting so far. It's a romance comedy, which I tend to steer clear from. They usually kind of become predictable, but this one's actually kind of different. It's like the girl finds at the beginning that she's got a fiance she's going to marry, but she has a memory of this, which is kind of dumb, cliche, but yeah. If you get past that, it's more about, I guess, these two discovering like what happened to the past and why she forgot. And the latest episode, you know, kind of revealed maybe a supernatural, maybe sci-fi hint that the main guy is, maybe he's probably not human. So it's kind of weird how they're setting it up that with the main girl.
Is it supposed to be like an alien thing?
Yeah, that's what they're thinking. Because it didn't hit me till later today when I was reading. It's like unidentified. I'm like, well, that's usually referred to space and aliens and something like that. So yeah.
The other idea is werewolves.
Yeah, that too. Because the girl, I guess, when she has this accident, and we see flashbacks, and in one flashback she's laying on the ground and she's got this like furry thing underneath her. So it's like, she thinks, you know, something's up with that. Like, people are kind of hinting towards that. I might be aware of, like Highway said, or something to do with that.
I really like that show. It's grown on me. I was not that pleased with it with like the second episode because the Lolly character was really annoying.
But yeah,
she's gotten better since.
Yeah, I liked her in episode 3 where she just pops the TV on and starts dancing to it.
Yeah, yeah, it was pretty funny. So yeah. I hate Sundays. I'm like, what? Who hates Sundays? Really? Yeah, this girl, apparently.
Yeah, I've been seeing that GIF everywhere.
And then the last thing I would say is the two main girls. You know, Benio, she's this crazy Lolly fan kind of character. She's funny. And I was like, look at their names, like Benio and Kavini. I'm like, are they like in some mafia or something? They have very mafia names. I'm like, yeah, it's pretty funny. I mean, like how I said, if you get past certain scenes with the Lolly being annoying, you might like this.
Highway, what's your early favorite?
My favorite, far and away, this season is Witchcraft Works. And it's just a bunch of fun. I don't know what it is about it. And there's some people who are just like, nah, it's not that good. But it's by the same director who did Girls in Panzer, which I really love. And just there are a lot of similarities between the shows in style. Like an OP that shows all the characters throughout the season, and just the same kind of mix of action and just fun things going on. So that's the show I've been liking the best.
It's all like with JC staff, when they get a show like this, it seems to be like their bread and butter. They know how to do these shows very well.
Yeah,
I mean, certain ones do fail. I mean, obviously Index isn't everyone's favorite. I know that. And Shannon is kind of meh. When they get a magic show, they tend to do very good with the animation, at least the action moments. Story-wise, it might be a little weak, but like you said, it's just fun. And the ending.
The ending. It's the best ED of the season.
I mean, these girls are being tortured, but they're still singing.
And but they English never get hurt by the torture.
Yeah, they don't. And I like the group of but I know you call them in your post Team Rocket Time characters, and they do fit that very well. They can't do anything right.
Yeah, they're always losing. Came up with that. Yeah, they're like, being they're, Team Rocket.
Like these badass witches, and it's like, nope, they can't do it. makes me laugh.
They don't even have a prayer. They're not even close. They just get curb stomped every time.
Yeah, like, I got a plan. Let's rush at it. And it's like, nope, that don't work. Oh. Let's do it again next week. And they go sing karaoke.
Oh. Yeah.
That team makes love. And the last thing I'll say is Rei Kugami, isn't it? So.
Yeah.
Is she voicing the main female character?
No,
she's like the big bad
I guess, person. Yeah. That's true.
Okay. And she does really well with it, yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah, definitely.
Amber J, what's your early favorite?
Oh, let's see. I have, went with the English title, The World Conquest, or Kozume is the Sekai Seifuku, whatever you want to call it. It's just it's refreshingly original with each episode, where, you get some development on the characters and a silly plot that's just lots of fun. Like last week's episode, I didn't expect it to turn into a anti-smoking episode.
Yeah, I like that. It was pretty funny.
The best part of that was every time Yasu tried to light a cigarette and they poured the water on him.
Oh, yeah.
And then dropped the bucket.
On his head, yeah. Like, whoa.
And for my early favorite, there's really not a lot for me to choose from, as I'm only watching three shows this season, but I do enjoy watching Space Dandy a lot, especially the dub. I mean, Fosh and I have talked about it with Kyokai and Overcooled in our mini talks for Space Dandy, but that show for me has been really entertaining and fun, and I've really liked the work that Ian Sinclair has done as Dandy on that show. And even in spite of, you know, not everything hitting on the right note, overall, I've just enjoyed the series, and it's one that I look forward to each and every week.
Yeah, it's definitely got a lot of holes as far as, like, I know a lot of people want a B, C, D story, but this is kind of A, Z. They're just doing whatever they want. Just random. And I kind of like that. And I remember when I watched Bebop the first time, Bebop's a lot like that, too. There's a lot of episodes that don't connect, and at the very end, the last, what, I think five, you actually get a story with Spike, so...
Yeah.
I'm thinking that's what's going to happen with Dandy.
Although with that, it's always like, you know, it's just a continued adventure. Whereas in Space Dandy, how do you explain the whole galaxy turning into zombies and then in the next episode, everything's okay?
Right, or killing off characters. It's just like every, back.
Instead of like A, B, C, D, it's all just A, 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 A so far.
Yeah, true. That's true.
All right, so our next category is I Tried But I Couldn't. This is a series where we watched one or maybe a couple more episodes, and we just could not get into it and likely decided to drop it. Highway, what is your I Tried?
My I Tried is Hamatora. I gave it a try, and the voice work seems good in it, but superpowers are not something that I'm particularly enamored with. Detective stories are not something I'm particularly enamored with. And superpower detectives are just off the radar. So, Hamatora was one episode and dropped.
Yeah, I can see why. I mean, a lot of people don't like that, like you said, superpowers. But for me, it's like, I'm a big fan of that kind of thing. I like Darker Than Black, and obviously Railgun's my favorite too, so it's superpowers is something I get into, but yeah, like you said, the detective stuff, I'm not really cared for that. And the names of the characters, oh my god. Seriously.
They're pretty bad names. But it's a nice show that
what the hell? Really?
You can see the quality in it. It's just there's nothing there for me to latch onto.
Right.
Oh yeah, there's also that girl who just spends her time at the bar eating.
Maybe that's her power, she has to eat.
Yeah, her only contribution is just eating stuff.
They could change the name from Ham Tour to Bacon something. Bacon Tour.
Yeah.
It would have been better. But yeah, it's got some weird characters. The mysteries are kind of, these guys are doing two jobs, and oh, they happen to collide together and they are the same job. It's like, oh, okay.
Although the latest story arc reminds you of, like, the X-Men movie, the first one, in reverse.
Oh, right. Yeah, it does.
So, excuse me while I, you know, act oblivious here, but I have no idea. Is Hamatora a super serious show, or is it supposed to be light? Is it fun to watch?
I would say it's a try-hard series. It's trying to be mysterious, but it's not really good at it.
Okay.
It's right down the middle. It's not really in the super serious. It's just straight down the middle. The characters are mostly serious, but they have goofy shots and they go to super deformed and stuff like that.
Yeah, and like I said, the names are just weird. There's a guy named Birthday. I'm like, okay, I got that. It's a guy named Art. So it's just, it just seems weird how they named all these characters, but yeah.
All right, MJ, what show have you dropped that you tried to watch?
Well, let's see. I've dropped one show this season. Right. So, Space Dandy by default.
Makes an appearance in two categories here.
Yes.
People. Explain yourself.
All right. I know going in, it was supposed to be like Mushroom Samba for however many episodes it's supposed to be.
Right.
Yeah, and Mushroom Samba is like my 17th favorite episode of Cowboy Bebop.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Out of 25?
Yeah. Actually, it was 26. I did the two-parter separately. I guess it was just the whole... It just turned me off with, okay, we're going to try to make a splash at this show in America. So we're going to have this guy basically go to Space Hooters.
Pretty much. Is it because you want like a more straight-up story, or you just look, you don't want, like, you're not a fan of like one-shot episode themed anime?
I just think Watanabe can do a lot better than that.
True.
He just chose a character to be controversial.
True.
Didn't have to.
As for my I Tried But I Couldn't, this one actually kind of dumb and barely qualifies, but Seitokai Yakuin Domo Bleep. I had watched two episodes of the first season, didn't really enjoy it that much, dropped it. And then I was curious about the new season because Gohan's was animating, and the pictures that I had seen for all the episodes, it did look better. And I tried to watch a little bit of the recent episode, which was either 4 or 5. And for me, anime comedies, it's difficult for me to enjoy them. There are very few that have penetrated sort of my laugh track. What were some of the jokes that I saw about the one girl saying that she had... she wasn't wearing a bra or something, or she had to change her bra because it was wet, and she did the punchline like, hey, you were kind of interested in that word. I don't know. It's just, for me, it falls a little flat.
Well, you're not interested in period and dildo jokes?
Yeah.
Which is the funny thing, is it not? That's exactly what it is. And if you think it's funny, then... The show's great, and if you don't, you're not going to get anything out of it.
All right.
I did like how the first episode pretty much had movie-quality production.
Oh, yeah, it did.
It was way too shiny. It was like a chrome limo.
It's like I'm assuming K sold really well for them. Because this show has got like the biggest budget for sex jokes. I'm like, huh. And it's just, with SYD, I think it's more like... It's a show you kind of can't marathon. It does wear on you for a while.
Oh, it does, yeah.
So it's like, it's one of those shows you kind of got to watch weekly, just here and there, or skip a week. And you know,
although I could marathon Takatoshi and Dried Squid.
Yeah, that part. It's all one giant misunderstanding that they can't clear up.
And
is anyone else, I mean, I don't know that anyone's noticed that they might be hinting at a possible... I don't know, maybe kind of hinting at a romance for the main guy.
They have been the whole series, even the first series.
Because last episode I saw, like, he's on this trip with a bunch of kids, and he actually calls her up, and they're talking. I'm like, huh.
Yeah.
Kind of hints at something. But, yeah, I can see why it was not good for you, J-Ro.
Yeah. And Jay mentioned the animation. just from the little bit that I've seen, it doesn't look like GoHands is doing that filter stuff that is off-putting for some people.
Actually, they do. It's not as much as before, but it was surprising when I looked after watching Capellian some last season, and I went and watched like a couple episodes of the first SYD, and they had the same gradients across the whole screen. And I was like, I didn't notice this at all the first time I watched it. And they still do some of that where it's basically a full screen gradient from one color on one side to another color on the other side. But for whatever reason, it doesn't bother me as much as it did in K.
It's probably got some subliminal message. You must like this. It's very hot. Come on. You know, you want this? Like, no.
Bosch, what did you try to watch but eventually dropped?
I was going to murder me, but it's fine. Sakura Trick, you know, I knew what it was when I was going into it. I knew it was Yuri. I mean, I'm obviously not that blind, but I just was expecting something else. And like the first episode, they have like, I want to count like 4 or 5 makeout scenes. I'm like, okay, I get it. I know what you're doing. Episode 2, they like doubled that. And it just seemed like every episode to me feels like they're going to try to one-up each other with the makeout scenes. And the girls getting together, it's like, for me, it's like, you're going to kiss, make out, it's fine. And it's Yuri, that's what we get. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, just, you know, get it on already and get it over with and move on. That's with me. I mean, it's just, I think as a harder core Yuri, I'm more into
No, I saw the opening animation and said, just thought, yeah, this is MetaFat material.
Right, it is, yeah.
And it wasn't initially, and then I'm like, you know, I like this show too much, so I'm going to put it in. Mm-hmm. But it definitely was not what I was expecting from the show. I was expecting one of those slower, will they get together kind of shoujo stories, and it's not.
Episode 1, they're getting on.
Episode 1 is makeouts, and episode 2 is more makeouts. Episode 3 is caught in the bedroom making out.
Because there's one scene in the first episode, they're like basically grinding on each other. I'm like, okay, wow. Okay, girls. What are you going to say, Jay?
No, I'm just thinking, they already have the pairings decided. At the very first episode.
All right, and our last category here, Better Than I Thought. MJ, what show is better than you thought it would be before previews or even after the first episode?
Oh, I had a defrag for this one. Basically thought it would just be like another one of those club shows where they don't really do anything and it just gets fan service heavy or can't compare to last year's Good Jabu. Mm-hmm. Actually, it turned out to have some of that same charm. Doesn't take itself seriously at all. You got this delinquent storyline going on in the background, which came up in the last episode. Thought it was really funny.
Yeah. For me, that last episode, I think you're talking about episode 4.
It
felt very Gintama-like, how they have these goofy little bad guys, and they're fighting over, like, video games, and who gets to play this sexual board game. That's pretty funny. Yeah. But like you were saying, it's very clever. I like it because it's very Haganai to me. That's what I feel like for me. You got similar characters. You have a girl who wears glasses. She's kind of a pervert. And you got a cross-dresser. You got all these girls. And none of them really don't seem to be in love with the main guy. So that's why I'm kind of liking it a little more. There are hints, but I don't see it happening.
For my Better Than I Thought, I'm putting in Nisei Koi. And not necessarily from the standpoint of the story or stuff, because I'm a manga reader and I've read up to the current chapter and I'm well aware of the very repetitive nature of the manga and the very filler-like stuff at times in the manga. But Shaft is doing a really good job at making this very entertaining to watch. All of their stuff that we're used to seeing them do from the Monogatari series and anything else that they've done in the past, that's what's really bringing out the the fun of watching Nisei Koi is seeing all of their familiar cuts and their angles, and even the school that they go to in Nisei Koi looks a lot like a Monogatari school with the architecture and stuff. But as a fan of the manga, I'm really loving what Shaft has done with Nisei Koi.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, my friends that read the manga feel the same. They kind of are like, it's okay.
I guess what I was going to ask as a manga reader as well. Episode 3, the beginning of the episode, it seemed like they just jumped ahead 80-something chapters just to get that in. Fresh Girl on the Rock crying on the book, crying about the contents of the book.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they did.
Wow.
Because that's the difficult thing with this series, is that Shaft isn't known to do two shows at a time. And from what we know from, you know, anime charts and stuff, is that they already have a show lined up for spring. And this could possibly be only 13 episodes, and that they're going to have to jump around. They're going to have to fast forward some to get to Sugumi and the other girl this season. So that's the thing that I'm most curious about, is if indeed this show is just one core, as I'm suspecting, then seeing how much they can animate and how far they can get to. I think it would be interesting, without spoiling too many details, if they were able to get to the play, the Romeo and Juliet, by the end of season one. Fosh, what show was better than you thought it'd be?
Buddy Complex, which originally I thought, you know, when I did a first review for it, that it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a try-hard series, basically, where it's like, oh, we want to be this cool, you know, like get away from Valfrey, because that didn't do so good for Sunrise. But for me, it's been lately more Gundam Seed, Gundam Destiny. But the main guy is not actually a whiny little wimp, but he doesn't exactly know how to fight either. And the last thing I was telling someone is just, it's kind of different because they have a time travel element at the beginning, where you got this guy from like modern, I guess exactly 2014, and he goes, you know, forward in time, I think 70 years, and everything's different for him. So, and there's a war, so you got two factions, which is basically kind of like Gundam. And I guess through, like, I guess Pacific Rim style, where they have to like link their minds in order to fight. So the one guy doesn't know how to fight, he gets the other skills to the other pilot, so he's actually a good fighter when they're teamed up. But they hate each other, so it's like kind of this hate relationship between the two main guys. And I thought it was funny, one of the guys' name's Dio, and it's just like, I guess they like JoJo, so it's like, I guess they threw that in there for that. But my only complaint would be, in order to activate this power, they have to, like, one guy has to propose to the other guy, and he has to say yes, and they have to scream each other's names, and they get the power to link each other's minds. And it's obviously showing that they want the female fans to watch this.
Yeah. So
I mean, they call it obvious. Coupling for a reason.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I'm like, oh, this is terrible. But once you get past that, it's actually kind of fun. And I noticed one thing, the mechs are not all the same. You know how like Gundam has generic bad guys? Yeah, all the robots are actually different, so it's kind of like maybe the tech is not as advanced as we think it is in that world. Mm. But yeah.
Yeah, I like Buddy Complex. It's actually the mech series that I've been the most interested in. Mm-hmm. Just because it's not so technical and out there, and it's a lot of like these guys doing just going around and being people. Mm-hmm. And it's not super futuristic and anything like that.
And so the funny thing part, I guess, would be the main guy's love interest or friend he's trying to find is actually on the opposing faction. So
yeah,
he's trying to get with her. And he's just like, in one episode, he's like, I'm just going to walk over there and talk to her. I'm like, and the girl, is, she's like, you're not going to do that. We're at war. We're not going to walk at you, walk through the door and just talk. I'm like, you're on the enemy side, stupid.
But and yeah, meanwhile, that character's totally got the hots for Alba.
Yeah.
She does.
Yeah, she does. And like I said, just like Jay was saying, the nice coupling thing, it's a little like, but I'm like, if I can survive Aquarion, where they had the three guys merged in one mech, I can survive. Yeah. So I'll try. Yeah, so we'll see.
Oh, and Highway, what show is better than you thought it'd be?
The show that's better than I thought it would be is Nobunagan, which is going from my garbage being the one Nobunaga series to the better than I thought is the other Nobunaga series. But it's just been, it was real surprising that it was, that the concept is not really these ancient figures from the past are doing things. It's that they just kind of inform the people who are doing stuff with like some powers. But it's kind of like this weird connection of powers. And I really like the creativity they've been using in the fights for stuff. Like in the first battle when the girl couldn't hit anything with her giant gun because of all the recoil. And she gets the Isaac Newton guy or girl to whose one power is she can make her foot be really heavy on whatever she's stepping on. So she's like, step on my back and ratchets it up to 3 gravities to get rid of the recoil from the gun. Or the other one that this fight they just had where it's like, okay, we got to slice all these eggs. So the Jack the Ripper guy is like, all right, I'm going to hold on to you and you shoot your way around as navigating us towards these things. It's just their creativity in fighting the battles keeps it from just a bad fighting show.
I also liked in that run up to that battle where like we need a shooter and William Tell is
the only thing I think the show's done wrong is killing off the guys that got all friendly with the main girl. But just at the end of the episode, it's like, we'll just kill him. And that just seems like the wrong thing to do.
Yeah, these lonely military guys, like, there's a dojinshi waiting to happen with this girl. Obviously, it's going to be made one day. But, yeah, like you said, the power is just kind of funny and creative. And how they introduce the historical characters. Like, I thought it was funny that, like you said, she used the gun to navigate. But I was watching, like, they have Geronimo. Why didn't he jump out of the plane with them? You know? Perfect. And they have all these, like you said, historical characters running around, but they're not really the characters. They're just the ancestors of certain people. And I kind of like that. And the opening, opening's awesome. The visuals, not so much.
I don't know about that song.
I don't know. I'm a fan of that kind of style. So I like the song, but the visuals are like, eh.
Little worried about it because I'm pretty sure I know who the main villain is already.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just curious to see who else appears and like historical dudes that they throw in there and just what they do next.
All right, so those are all 4 of our categories, and I think it'd be interesting to sort of get an overall opinion of the winter 2014 season, starting with my own, which is this season sucks for anime. Not really. I mean, I understand there's always something out there for everybody, but for me, I'm only watching free shows, and that was a decision that I had made coming into the season. A lot of these shows that you guys have talked about, to be perfectly honest, I haven't even watched or downloaded or anything like that because I made a decision to, I wanted this to be the season of catching up on a lot of backlog stuff. For example, I watched Setsuna no Tempest today, finished that series up, and that's kind of what I wanted to do with this season. And hearing a lot of the shows that you guys talked about, there wasn't really that much that even made me kind of think, that might be something I might want to check out later on. I think only a couple that have tipped the scales to that point are Noragami and Inori Konkon Koi Iroha, which apparently is a pretty light, funny show. But overall, you know, I like Space Dandy, Nisekoi. I also like Silver Spoon, which of course continues from the summer. But elsewise, just not my kind of season. Fosh, what do you think?
Yeah, overall, I would think, like you said, there's a lot of not so good shows, a lot of bad shows, a lot of entertaining shows. And there's a bunch of like mindless things, too, that are my category where it's you don't care about what's going on. You just like what they're doing. And for me, with winter season, yeah, it's kind of weak. And overall, I think it's like 50-50. There's some good, some bad. And like you said, there's something for everybody every season. So, I mean, like me, I don't like Sakura Trick, but someone else might find that entertaining. Mm-hmm. You know, Nobunaga the Fool, I like, but other people don't like. Yeah. So
and it's just that's how it always is. That's why you stopped blogging it.
I stopped that because it was just, for me, it's like I like having the conversation with people on the post. Mm-hmm. And if I see, I have like 20 comments, you know, 15 of them are negative. It's like, you know, I don't see a point in continuing if it's going to be this way every week. It feels like I have to convince people that it's good. Yeah. I mean, they know it's bad, so it's like, it's not for them.
That's the reason why I don't do writing blogs anymore, because my whole thing is that I would preemptively have fights with future commenters in the post before you. Like, that was a little much, so I had to stop. Highway, what do you think of this winter season?
I'm liking it. I mean, I just watch what's in front of me. I'm never a person that looks forward for other stuff. It's what's in front of me is what I'm watching, and I try and enjoy it. I mean, because if I'm not enjoying it, I'm doing something wrong. I should be doing something else if I'm not enjoying what I'm watching. So really, I'm watching like 30 shows still and enjoying most of them. I mean, there's no big tour de force like there have been in seasons past, like even something like Zetsu no Tempest, which you mentioned, or Psycho Pass or Shinsekai Yori or even shows that everyone's watching, like Attack on Titan or Valvrave.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like there's anything that stands out as a potential best of the year candidate.
No, not really, but there are a lot of shows that I just think are good on their own merits for what they are. Mm-hmm. And for me, a lot of, like even Imocho is a show that I like for what it is. And what it is kind of raunchy, but Demper J would argue that, well, maybe that was just a hook. But
did you guys see the news about that Imocho? That its time slot got switched.
No, I didn't hear about that.
I'm thinking the TV guys didn't actually know what the show was about.
Yeah. And they specifically said like Tokyo MX and some other TV broadcast company would be questioned about that. But continue.
But I mean, it's a show that's really good, and Sakura Trick is a show that presents what it is and is good at it. There are a lot of shows that are just good at what they're presenting, and we've talked about a lot of them today, and I'm just enjoying it.
Emperor Jay, how about you?
Oh, sometimes about this season, I'm wondering if I'm suffering from Stockholm Syndrome. I'm actually being held hostage by all these shows I'm watching, and I've come to empathize with them. But I generally think it's just like any other season. I've watched a lot of shows over the years, and a lot of years of just watching them as they air, and this doesn't feel any different, better or worse than any other particular season. It's not like this is spring 06 or anything.
I think that's a good point to make, that a lot of times people get just to a point where they're like, well, nothing's as good as this other thing I liked, so this season sucks. And I don't know if it really sucks. It's just not quite as good.
And just the nature of visual fiction in general means you're going to have to wait until the end to ultimately decide whether any particular show really worked out.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's true.
And I think for me, I mentioned Zetsu no Tempest earlier, I think the benefit that I had of watching that, basically marathoning it, was that I had all those episodes in front of me. And I think, you know, to give a little bit of spoilers, like episodes 8 or 9 through 12, they were hanging out by a tree. And, you know, I think that would have taken forever, and I probably would have dropped it at that point. But, I don't know for sure. But I think with the shows that I'd mentioned and maybe a couple others, maybe Witchcraft Works, I don't know, but... I'm almost sort of enjoying the format more of marathoning a series rather than watching it weekly. Like Highway, you're watching 3 times as many shows as I am currently, and I personally cannot handle anywhere near that many. I've never had that many. I always kind of feel like burdened, sort of like prisoned, or to use Emperor Jay's words of kind of feeling like Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah, like that.
All right, and that has been episode 38. I almost forgot the number as I look at it in the file name of the Metaverse podcast. We kind of skipped one there. Emperor, pleasure to have you. Thanks for coming.
Okay. Thanks for having me.
How about we plug your sites and stuff one more time? Plug your site, the Twitter, anything.
I'm going to plug the site. Try to keep that updated at least weekly. Been a little busy with some other stuff lately, but hopefully I'll throw up some more thoughts on the season as stuff continues to air. And anything I find interesting, I'll be sure to write about.
You should say the name.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's Lower Mid Table. That's another sports reference. And it's on WordPress.
Yep, lowermidtable.wordpress.com.
Yes.
And also at Emperor J on Twitter.
Yes.
Yeah. So I just did it for you there.
I'm not very good at this self-promotion thing.
All right. So for Fosh, for Highway, and Emperor J, I'm J-Ro. We will see you next time on the Metaverse Podcast. Thank you.